Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
No reserves, no retreats, no regrets. This is the story of William Whiting Borden, known as Borden of Yale. William Borden was born in 1887 in Chicago to the very wealthy Borden family. This is indeed the Borden Dairy Company and their mascot, Elsie the cow. Well, when William was a young man, his mother became a Christian, and she started taking William with her to church, and he too became a Christian. He was sent off to a boarding school in Pennsylvania, the Hill School, for his high school education. And when he graduated at the age of 16, his parents gave him quite a gift. They gave him a gift of a trip around the world. Now, he was not on his own as a 16-year-old. He also was with Walter Erdman. Now, Walter Erdman was a minister and a missionary, and he took William to all sorts of places. They visited numerous countries, and along the way, Borden's calling became very clear to him. He would be a missionary. It was on that trip that he saw firsthand what they called in those days heathenism. This would be entire people groups without a single gospel witness. And this left such an impression on this young 17-year-old that he knew he wanted to give his life to missions. When he returned to the United States in 1905, he went to Yale. And at Yale, of course, he excelled in academics. He excelled in all sorts of athletics. I think he was on the boxing team. He was in yachting. He was engaged in track and field. Between his academic abilities and his athletic abilities and just his leadership skills, Borden clearly stood out. And of course, his family connections, Borden could have done anything with his life, but he remained committed to his calling to be a missionary. So when he graduated from Yale, he knew he needed more education and further training, so he enrolled at Princeton Theological Seminary. He was there from 1909 to 1912. This is before that turn happened at Princeton and the liberal takeover of Princeton Theological Seminary. He was still there during its conservative era. He had J. Gresham Machen as a professor. And when he graduated in 1912, he was ordained, and he came under the auspices of the China Inland Mission. He spent a few months in New York City working with some mission agencies to learn firsthand, almost like an internship, how mission work operates. And it was about this time that he became aware of a people group in China, 10 million Muslims who lived in China without a single known gospel witness among them. This was a very difficult people group to reach and a very difficult people group to get to, but Borden was committed to this as his calling. He decided that he would go to Cairo and that there he would learn Arabic so that he could minister to these Muslims in China. He left America in December of 1912 and was in Cairo. On March 21st, he was taken ill with spinal meningitis, and 19 days later, he died. April 9, 1913 is the date. He never made it to China. Two things of his legacy, however, we should note. The first is his will. In his will, he left his entire fortune, well over $1 million, to Christian causes. But he also put in his will this specification, that this money is to go to missionaries and teachers who are sound in the faith, believing in such fundamentals as the doctrine of the divine inspiration and authority of scriptures, the doctrine of the Trinity, including the deity of Christ, and in the doctrine of the atonement through the substitutionary death of our Lord Jesus Christ. The other piece of his legacy is his Bible. When he died, his Bible was returned to his parents, and as they opened the Bible, they saw there on the flyleaf these words written by William Borden, "No reserves." Those words were written over the date when he decided that he would not take up a role in the family business, but that he would become a missionary. At a later date, he wrote these words, "No retreats." And then, dated during his illness, after March 21st, and shortly before his death on April 9th, he wrote these words, "No regrets." No reserves, no retreats, no regrets. This is the life of William Borden. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History.